It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 27th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is rococo, also pronounced rococo, and spelled R-O-C-O-C-O. Rococo is an adjective that means of or relating to an artistic style, especially of the 18th century, characterized by fanciful carved asymmetrical forms and elaborate ornamentation. It can also mean of or relating to an 18th century musical style marked by light, gay ornamentation and departure from thorough bass and polyphony. It can also mean, more broadly, excessively ornate or intricate. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Laura Collins Hughes. Like most outdoor theater, it is as much about the experience of being in the open air as it is about the performance. And the evening I went, there were other things to take in. Propeller planes humming by overhead, mammoth dragonflies swooping low, the crazy rococo pink of the wispy sunset clouds. In the 18th century, French artists rebelled against the ponderousness of Baroque style and began to create light, delicate interior decorations, furniture, and architectural elements characterized by fanciful, curved, asymmetrical forms and elaborate ornamentation. The name of their new style, Rococo, has been traced to the French rocaille, R-O-C-A-I-L-L-E, a term that evoked the ornamental use of rock and shell forms. In time, rococo was also applied to similarly ornamented and intimate styles of painting and music. But all fashions fade, and by the mid-1800s, the rococo style was deemed excessively ornate and out of date. Now, rococo is often used with mild disdain to describe the overly elaborate. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.